Blog Talk Radio.
In today's My WordPress Help Desk podcast, here's what I have for you. In the news, iThemes has a great new infographic about securing your WordPress, and I want to talk about several new features in WordPress that help you write more compelling copy. In today's WordPress focus, I want to talk about some critical problems with users of WordPress and the fact that, you know, many of those that are on WordPress, half of them are on .com, half are on self-hosted. So we want to talk about those that are using self-hosted sites and how you can make them faster. And then on page 3, I want to answer some questions that you may have about WordPress. So let's get started with today's news. In the news, the WordPress Foundation sues Jeff Yablon for trademark infringement. On June 23, 2015, we heard that Jeff Yablon, who owns and operates the WordPress Helpers, is being sued by the WordPress Foundation for trademark infringement. Reported first by Domain Name Wire, the WordPress Foundation wants Yablon to stop using its trademarks, dismiss the opposition proceeding, and pay the foundation for any profits related to the use of WordPress trademarks, and pay up to $100,000 per infringing domain name, transfer the domains, and pay other fees and damages. The WordPress Foundation oversees and manages WordPress trademarks, and in its trademark policy, it states clearly that no website may use WordPress in its top-level domain without explicit permission. And believe me, I know this firsthand because we originally had a domain called My WordPress Help Desk, and I got a call on it, and immediately we changed to mywphelpdesk.com because of this trademark policy. In other news, online security tips from WordPress site owners gives us a great infographic about your online security. If you're running a WordPress site, securing and protecting your data really needs a three-pronged approach: your computer, the server that the site lives on, and WordPress itself. And in this infographic, you can see the best tips for actions you can take today to keep you and your WordPress website safe. Now, you can view this infographic at https://iThemes.com/2015/06/24/online-security-tips-4.wordpress-site-owners. And in this infographic, you're going to learn the base steps that you need to take care of these three things: your computer, your server, and WordPress. On your computer, the graphic will talk about keeping your software up to date. It means using a strong password or two-factor authentication where possible. Run antivirus and anti-malware scans. Use an email provider that blocks known malware and phishing attempts like Gmail. And don't install software from unknown sources to the system that you use to administrate the site. And then ensure that your computer is secured with a strong password. And this is especially important when you are on a shared type cable. Okay? Now the server needs to use strong passwords with two-factor authentication. And by the way, at Hosting Dash Master, we can provide you with that two-level authentication. You need to use a trusted host. Assume that your host can host anything on your server, but if they're actually doing the right thing for your WordPress, they're going to be dedicated servers or VPS servers, completely encrypted with full disk encryption and gzipping. And, you know, if you can physically touch your server, someone else could gain access to that data. So use secure file transfer instead of regular FTP. Ensure to use a strong password to access the account, and talk to your host about what options they have so that people can't hijack your account or gain access via social engineering. And then, of course, we know that on your WordPress itself, you're going to want to use the best plugins, and you want to use the very best in the nature of login protection. You want to make sure it's ready for brute force with a good HT access. And so all of this can be found in this little infographic. Go get it. In other news, WP Together JS plugin adds real-time collaboration to WordPress. Sarah Gooding gave us a great report here, June 25th, 2015, in WP Tavern, and says, if you are collaborating with colleagues on a design or trying to show a client a few changes you've been adding to their website, the easiest way is to get on the same page is with some kind of screen sharing software. However, many of these tools are a pain to hook up. Sometimes they require both parties to have accounts with the same service. Well, WP Together JS is possibly the most simple real-time collaboration plugin I've ever seen, and it works beautifully, seamlessly with WordPress, and integrates with Mozilla's free open source Together JS library to add instant real-time collaboration tools to any WordPress website. This plugin is useful for quick training sessions, live support, client meetings, any situation where you need a quick way to share screens during a conversation. And if you want to get a better idea of how it does, then the Together JS website has a number of live demos you can launch near the bottom of the page. And finally, in the news, WordPress just made it easier to keep up with the rules of the English language. The title capitalization for WordPress adds convenience in the writing process. You see, if you're a writer, keeping up with the rules in English language is tough. One rule I've always struggled with is properly capitalizing words in post titles and headings. Thankfully, there's a plugin that takes care of this called Title Capitalization for WordPress by Tom McFarlane. When activated, post titles and content processed whenever a post is saved as a draft, published, or updated, and the rules are based on title case script by John Gruber, and the title of the post and content is saved into the database and overriding anything that was previously written. Well, friends, this brings us to an end of page one. Now, let's get started with today's WordPress focus. Today, I want to talk about speed, right? Nobody wants a slow site. But among the mammoth WordPress community, we know we have a bunch of slow sites. So let's get started today as we talk about how to speed up your WordPress. Well, in today's WordPress focus, I want to talk about WordPress speed. We know that half of the WordPress community is hosted on WordPress.com. Now, for the half that use .com, I say have fun, because most of those blogs are just that. They're personal blogs, someone's personal interest. Very few are commercial. But today, I want to talk about the half that are self-hosted, the business sites, the nonprofit sites, those sites that are important. And there are far too many of these self-hosted that are being hosted on shared hosting. And they think it's great because they can see their site and it's not costing them but a few pennies a month. But here's the gotcha. Take a look at any of those shared hosting sites and look at their download speed. Most are horrifically slow. Sluggish is the term I normally hear. And today I want to talk about things you can do to speed up your WordPress website. I say step one is that your WordPress needs to be on an SSD server, not on a SATA drive. And why? Because SSD processes WordPress 100 times faster. That means you're going to get better speed delivery if you can process the WordPress in and out to the database faster. Number two, you need to measure your own speed. Go over to gtmetrics.com, that's gtmetrix.com, or tools.pingdom.com to measure your speed. Now, they won't be exactly the same because they don't measure your site the same. However, it gives you a great starting point to understand what your actual download speed is, what your grade is, both on page speed and YSLOW. Now, the most common things wrong include, according to the typical report provided by GT Metrics, removing query strings from static resources like CSS and JSS files will dramatically improve your scores in services like page speed, YSLOW, Pingdom, and GT Metrics. Your performance score may start in the C's or D's, but they need to be raised to the A's and B's. To do this, not only do you need to get rid of those, remove those static queries, but you need to optimize your images. Your browser caching needs attention, and that's done through an HT access rule. And your CSS needs to be mimified, and your server needs to be gzip compressed. Why? Because speed matters. Studies show us that users leave a site that hasn't loaded in 4 seconds. Keep your users happy and engaged by providing a fast-performing website. And when we talk about performance, GT Metrics uses Google PageSpeed and Yahoo YSLOW to grade your site's performance and provides actionable recommendations to fix any issues. Now, everybody deserves a fast web experience, and GT Metrics can help you develop that faster, more efficient, all-around improved website experience. And I think your users are going to be the one that thank you for that. Now, the recommendations that they give help you to see that speed is a crucial aspect in providing a pleasant user experience to visitors of your site. It ensures that visitors with limited attention span are spent on actual content and not wasted waiting for images and scripts to load. Studies have shown that users will not tolerate more than a 4-second load time, and if your site fails to offer a quick response, they're going to leave. In terms of SEO, Google is hinting at using PageSpeed scores in its ranking algorithm. And if you're looking to optimize your site, PageSpeed should be among the top optimizations to consider. Two of the major speed analysis tools are Google's PageSpeed and Yahoo's YSLOW, and both require Firefox and the Firebug add-on. And here's what you can get as you use either of these. PageSpeed will give you a profile of a web page. With PageSpeed, it evaluates the page's conformance to a number of different rules, and these rules are generally front-end best practices that you can apply at any stage of web development. And they provide documentation of each of the rules here, so whether you are running the PageSpeed tool or not, you should be able to go back in and look at these broken pages, look at the report, and then try to find the specific tips and suggestions to help you implement the rules to incorporate them into your development process. Now, YSLOW grades the web page on one of three predefined rule sets or user-defined rule sets. It offers suggestions for improving the page's performance and summarizes the page's components, display statistics about the page, and provides tools for performance analysis, including Smushit and JSLint. Now, what is the difference? PageSpeed and YSLOW are generally offering the same service, but they do different calculations. Every service analyzes a page using a set of rules they believe are most relevant to your overall page speed and performance. Most of these rules overlap, and as a result, they may be similar, but in general, they are going to be different, but they should be comparable. The benefit of GT Metrics is that you can now analyze both of those services for your page, giving you different perspectives on how to optimize your code. Now, if you look at the WordPress optimization guide, a lot of users will run WordPress as a platform on their website, and as a result, they've come up with an optimization guide to ensure that the most basic WordPress installs are running optimally. And in there, they also give a Magento optimization guide, and then they have a tool that says, why is my page slow? And this page speed is made up of both front-end and server-side components. While your front-end structure may be speedy, the generation of your page, the server-side, may be slow. And so it'll help you to explore the possible solutions for a slow server side. Now, it also gives you the information about why use a CDN. What is a CDN? It's called a content distribution network, and it caches resources in servers located throughout the world, and it allows users who request a site originating from another region to still experience a relatively fast page load due to the geographically located edge server. So you can learn more about CDNs, just Google CDNs and look at the various CDNs, and many of those will ask you to run W3 Total Cache. And, you know, I have followed that path for a number of years where I was running W3 Total Cache on every one of my WordPress sites. But then I was talking to a WordPress guru up in Denver, fellow WordPress hosting provider, and he mentioned that rather than using memcaching that we had all been told to use, that puts your caching into a memory container, he said to use disk or enhanced disk caching because it was actually faster. And I tried that, and true, it gained me about a second in faster downloads. But lately, I've been trying to solve the problem that is common in these lackadaisical scores of 3 to 4 and 5 second page speeds, and I frankly was not satisfied when I look at some of the sites and the way they've been built, and I'm scratching my head. How can I make them faster? Well, in a recent WordPress developers forum, I learned that a few people were recommending WordFence Security and their Falcon caching that is claiming that it speeds up your site 30 to 50%. So as a test, I removed W3 Total Cache, which, by the way, is a very bloated file on your WordPress, and I remove my other security plugin. Now I installed the one plugin, WordFence Security, and simply turned on Falcon caching. And friends, there was an immediate increase in speed, but I was still hitting the wall of how to remove those queries from static files. On one side, I had over 20 static files, predominantly plugins and theme plugin JavaScripts and CSS files. And that's when I discovered a plugin that does that job for me. It's called Removing Query Strings from Static Resources. And you download that little plugin, install it, and boom, that part of your score goes away and it increases your performance. Now, another plugin that I've started using is called WP Performance Score. I was running a B and C graded website, and I turned it into an A and B graded website instantly by just plugging in WP Performance Score. And then you add your image optimization with Kraken, Smushit, TinyPNG. I've found that there's something about the fact that anytime you're running big sites that are using full screen sliders and full screen video, you've got to worry about speed. And today I'm very happy to report that most of our WordPress sites on our SSD server are now running in A's and B's with page speed from 1.3 seconds to 2.10 seconds. Now, friends, that's rocking and rolling when you have each of your sites so optimized that not only it looks good, but when people visit it, they are impressed how fast it comes down. As an example, Gorilla-Works, WORX.com, has today a page speed grade of 93%, a YSLO grade of 88%, and a page load of 2.52 seconds. Now, if you go look at GorillaWorks, you're going to see that it is a full-screen parallax slider using a full-page video for the front page. Now, normally that would be very, very slow. Right now, it's rocking and rolling at 2.52 seconds with an A and a B grade in GT Metrics. Now, Hosting-Master, which too is using full-screen parallax type site, is running an 86-87, a flat B, but it is running page load times of 2.59, and that's behind SSL certificate, that's behind having a store and having hundreds of pages. And right now, we're working on solving the problem of some inline small JavaScripts and specifying server image dimensions, and we're going to have this up in the A's before the end of the week. Now, Nita's site, makeover.com, which is also a full page, has been worked on a little bit more, and we're running a 92% A, an 87% B, with a page load of 1.13 seconds. And, of course, our Last Harvest Fellowship, which is a 12-gig huge site with 400 deep pages, is running 92% A, 88% B, with a page load time of a record-setting 1.65 seconds. Friends, these sites rock. Go check them out. If you want to impress your clients and get your WordPress site performance up to the very best it can be, call me at 214-703-0505. We offer a service on our hosting, dashmaster.com, that does this for you. It's called our Site Performance Upgrade. Call me at 214-703-0505 or visit hosting-master. Now, this concludes my report, and this is what I told you in this report. Step 1, host on an SSD server. Wherever you may ask, WP Engine, my friend up in Denver, our own hosting here. You know, there's many services out here today that provide SSD. Number 2, beef up your WordPress performance by tuning it up through the tools that I've talked about, gtmetrictools.com. And remember, if you need a great host, go over to hosting-master.com. If you want our sponsors, WP Sitemakers, to build you a great site, go over to our sponsor, WP Sitemakers. And remember, if you're wanting just a site makeover, go over to our new site, nitasitemakeover.com. And then finally, if you are a WordPress user of from a nonprofit, or if you would like to have a WordPress for your nonprofit, check out our package solutions at prc-solutions.com. Now, let's turn to page 3 for today's Q&A. Now, remember to ask me a question, send me an email at support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Okay, on page 3, here's our first question. Tilly writes, how can I migrate and import users into my new self-hosted WordPress site from my old WordPress.com site? Well, if you've ever tried to move a WordPress community site over to a self-hosted WordPress site, you know that the process is not always straightforward. Moving your content is only one part of the process, and there's a huge problem if you've got a bunch of registered users. Until now, that could have been a prohibitive problem, but now there is a plugin that will allow you to import users from CSV, and it happens to be a useful plugin that allows you to import user data from WordPress.com and download that user CSV and just upload it to your WordPress. And that's import users from CSV. Now, John asked this question, how can I display my recent post in WordPress? So he's asking, and I say, do you really want to show your recent posts in WordPress? Well, displaying recent posts helps your users find them easily, and you can add recent posts in your sidebar after the end of your post content. Inside your post content with a short code in your footer, widget areas, or basically anywhere that you like. And of course, we want to show you how to display recent posts in WordPress, either with a plugin, a widget, a short code, or the manual method that is built into the post function in the widget area. WordPress comes with a default built-in widget that displays recent posts in your site's sidebar or any widget-ready area. Inside your WordPress admin, simply visit Appearance, Widgets, and add Recent Post widget to the sidebar. James asked this question, how can I migrate an old Joomla site to WordPress? Well, if you've started your website on a platform that was popular at the time, and perhaps it's the first one you ever came across, but now that you've used it for a while, you've decided it no longer does the job you want it to do, and so you want to move to WordPress. Well, number one, that's a smart move, but let's dive into what would be a typical migration process. The typical conversion process from a different platform to WordPress looks like this. Evaluate your current website. This will tell you the specific features you need in your new WordPress website. This includes all of your content types, pages, posts, galleries, links, etc. Number two, set up your WordPress install. You don't have to do anything fancy, just install WordPress on your live domain. Now import your content into your WordPress website. Simple enough? Well, if you don't have a means to export your old content, you may have to do the simple capture paste from one to two to build your site in that manner. But it's much easier if you can export your data and then import it into WordPress. Now, I will say, importing content from another platform, you may have to modify your database before you load it into WordPress. Number four, you want to set up your WordPress design. This would include your themes, your colors, your logo, your menu structure, the links, and so forth. And then test and debug as necessary before going live. And then go live, which means turn on the new domain. And then start revising as needed. And don't be afraid whenever you turn on that site to realize you're going to have to continue to make changes because some of the images might not be pointed relatively. And as a result, they may break because they were pointed to the old server. And so you always have to work very intently on your site to get it going. So I say start with a plan. Converting a website is a big project and you want to do it right the first time. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but you need a plan to keep this train on the right tracks, and you need to know exactly what your WordPress site should look like and how it should act. And you need to know what you have and what you're going to keep and what you want to change and how you want it changed. So start with a plan, and you need to know the specifics of what kind of a site it is and what it should do. So in other words, are you moving a forum, a paid membership, an auction, a school, an online store, a distance learning? What are you moving? And then all of these set up the different requirements for different features, and you need to know all those details so you can find the right solution for your WordPress. And then we ask, what needs to be converted? Well, answering this question will go a long way to performing the conversion. Go through your old site and ask questions and then write down your answers, and this will allow you to build a checklist of things to help you design your WordPress. And then let me ask, do you have a large site? Have all of your pages and posts been migrated to your WordPress? If you need some good tools, if you're only migrating a few posts and pages, you can do that by hand. But if not, you may need some good tools. And I'd say, come over to our site, mywphelpdesk.com, and look at our various posts in our blog. I think there you're going to find a number of recommended tools, and it's going to help you, I think, in taking care of all of this stuff. Well, in our last question, William asked if he could be sent a text message when someone completes a form versus being sent an email. Well, Ninja Forms allows you to create sophisticated forms with drag-drop interface, and it supports pushover notifications so that you can get real-time notifications when a form is submitted. Pushover is a powerful service, and it makes it easy to get real-time notifications in your iOS or Android device. Various applications and web services already offer pushover integration, and there's a bunch of plugins that you can add that will add pushover support to WordPress. Now, a pushover notification allows your WordPress to do just that, to send SMS notification to your mobile phone when new things happen. It supports notifications for new users, comments, pingbacks, trackbacks, plugin upgrades, theme upgrades, and more. Pushover for WooCommerce integrates WooCommerce with the Pushover app so that when you get a new order or low stock or back order or out of stock notifications, and you can get this over at wp-push.com. Now, here's what Pushover notifications for WordPress can do and how it can help your WordPress. It extends your WordPress blog or site to send push notifications for the configured options to the Pushover application of your phone or Android device. And after creating an account, then PushoverNet, successfully logging into the appropriate mobile app, you'll be given a key, and you put that key over on your website here in WordPress. And by the way, they have 8 additional extensions at an average cost of about $15 per site for licensing for things like WooCommerce, BB Press, Easy Digital Downloads, and much, much more. Now check them out at wp-push.com. And that brings our podcast to a close. Remember our sponsors this week, Hosting Master for extreme WordPress hosting at great prices, the very best value in managed SSD WordPress hosting. Site-Keeper.com for management or maintenance of your WordPress sites, WP Site-Keepers for killer WordPress designs, and finally, PRC-Solutions for the nonprofit community who want and need great sites, and now you can have them on very affordable terms. Now, until we meet again next week when I bring you another edition of my WordPress Help Desk, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, or view any of our archives on mywphelpdesk.com. Now subscribe while you're here, tell your friends about us on your social media, and I'll meet you here next week at 9 a.m. Thanks for listening to my WordPress Help Desk. You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.